Okay, so what is Dancing at Lunacy all about?
Well, it's really about an IRA execution squad that are interviewing a possible tout, as they're called, in Northern Ireland. So an informer, in other words. But they're not sure whether it's him or not. And so that's basically what it's about. And then it's intertwined with the Pogo, which is a punk rock dance at the time that was very popular in Ireland and England, but not so much here. And it's kind of like a nihilistic form of dancing. And I felt it fitted very well with the theme. So the main protagonist is this guy, McGowan, who is a new guy in town and is trying to display the new IRA after the hunger strikers and everything like that that had happened and the Brighton bombing. So this was a new departure. They were trying to develop total adherence and no leaks and execution of possible spies. So that's the setting, really. As you can see, it's a family drama.
So what was your inspiration for this? How did this all come about? I know you just told me that you have a background in crime fiction and stuff like that. Did that play a part at all?
Well, it did, in the sense that I suppose there's pretty potent violence in it. And the first play I ever saw was actually Hen-O McGee's The Hatchet. And myself and my brother, we went to see it in the Jez Hall in Galway. We actually got there an hour early, which is very un-Irish-like. And so we sat in the front row and we nearly died from fright. It was so compelling and, you know, those hatchets everywhere. It was about a street gang in Dublin in the 1960s. That's what it was based upon. So I always felt after that that, you know, theatre is an amazing expression form because it's a lot more potent than, say, the written word or even movies. It's very direct. It's very visceral. And when I was doing an MFA in City College, and one of the assignments was to write a one-act play. So just out of nowhere, this idea came into my head. Okay, let's do Dancing at Lunacy. It's like a his take on the very famous Friel play. And I was always interested in punk rock, and Johnny Rotten, for instance, had written a brilliant memoir called No Irish, No Dogs, No Blacks, and his parents were from Galway. So all this was kind of going through my head, and I was just writing it really as a class assignment. Then the professor really liked it, and she said, you should pursue it. And so that's what I did. I was actually doing a reading in the Cell Theatre, and they heard me, and, you know, they were kind of encouraging me to write other stuff or submit stuff. And I said, well, I have a one-act play, actually, if you want to have a look. And they did have a look, and they loved it. So that's what happened. And the inspiration for it really is a mixture of the music and a chance to do a live theatre event, like I had seen so early on with the Hen-O McGee play, and then the fact that the IRA was always hampered by informers, and so that's what the amalgamation of everything is, and that's how it came about, really.
Okay, how does it feel, I mean, to have this play actually be produced, to go from, you know, a class assignment to something that's going to be, you know, in a pretty good theater in the Cell in New York City? How does that feel?
Well, it's incredible, really. And the thing about the Cell is that they're very pro-artist, you know. They're trying to incubate new talent and new people. So to have the play staged in that kind of environment is really amazing, because I know of one playwright whose first play went into production, and he said at the end of every day he was crying because they had changed the dialogue so much and changed everything. Whereas with The Cell, they're very proactive in getting input, and in a sense, the director really has the final say, because once it goes from the written word to being dramatized or going live, the playwright really has nothing to do with it, in a sense.
Yeah.
So The Cell is great in that they let you have input. Sometimes they'll just ignore it, but, you know, which is fine, because they're responsible. It's a new art form once it gets to that stage. Yeah, but it's incredible, you know. New York is the center of theatre and the artistic world, really. So I feel totally blessed, you know.
Yeah. So what do you think you want the audience to get out of this? Like, let's just give you a hypothetical. Let's just say after the production, you're standing outside and someone comes up to you and they say exactly what you'd like them to hear. What, you know, exactly what you would want to hear them say. What do you think they'd say about the production?
I wish I wrote that.
That works.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I think because it's... it's staged as well with Larry Kerwin's blood, and it kind of shows the progression of the IRA from the very early days to the mid-80s. And even if people can get an understanding of what happened in that time interval, even that would be very satisfying, because it is a difficult thing to explain in any reasonable form, I suppose, to Americans or Irish Americans.
Mm-hmm.
The Irish themselves kind of have a good idea, but even Larry's play is amazing insight, stuff that I didn't know about, and so it's very educational as well as being great theatre as far as I'm concerned.
Okay,
or if someone came up afterwards and said, wow, I'll buy you a pint for that, then that'll be good as well.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah, mission accomplished. Yeah. That's the highest Irish compliment. I'll buy you a pint for that.
So let's talk about the characters, because, I mean, in order to really pull this off, you need, not only do you need good characters, but you need good actors playing those characters. So who's your favorite character in the production, and how do you think the actor playing them pulls it off?
Well, my favorite character, I suppose, has to be McGowan. He's the main character as well, and he's the most elegant looking, so that's why I like him. And Paul Nugent plays him so brilliantly, you know. And Paul also is playing Patrick Pearce in the Blood play as well. So there's great continuity there. And Paul is Irish, which helps. And he has like a great insight, but he's very dedicated to portraying McGowan the way I see it and the way Kira, the director, sees it. And I suppose he has that nonchalance, and he's like very intelligent and smart-arsed and ruthless, which a lot of people, I think, would like to be. And even though he's like a stone cold killer, really, you know, he has his good points, but it's hard to get them across.
Yeah.
And I suppose the reason I was trying to portray this McGowan person, when I lived in Belfast, I came across this psychotherapist, and she was saying that a lot of these gunmen that were full of bravado and, you know, were totally committed to what they were doing and were ruthless, that in later years, and, you know, even very few years after they did executions and other killings, that they suffered like severe psychological damage, and it was that they were pulled into the whole miasma around the violence and the killing and the IRA and the mystique, and so I thought that always stuck with me. But in this play, I don't really try and delve into that. that'll be the sequel. But I just wanted to explore, okay, how would a guy like this, how might he react? What's his internal frame of reference, if he has any? He seems like slightly autistic, I suppose, and he has this like love affair with music and dancing and the DJ and the radio, and it's kind of in total contrast to what he's doing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was trying to portray, and that was my favorite character. It was kind of built around him, and then the other characters were secondary, I suppose. So it should really be a one man show, but that off. So.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's just say someone's walking by the Cell Theater and they kind of see the pamphlet, you know, for Dancing at Lunacy, and they're like, should I see this? I don't know. And they're kind of on the fence. What would you say to them to kind of convince them to get them in the door?
You'll be missing something great. You'll never see the like of this again, unless I do a sequel, like I said. Well, it's hard to know. It's such great acting, and this amazing input from everyone in the cell, and as you know, the Cell Theatre itself is such a great space.
Yes.
So for all those reasons, and even to see Paul Nugent doing the pogo, you won't see that too often in a play, I think. And as I said before, it also delineates historical events very well. So there's something for everyone, really. Plus, it's only $12, so you can't really lose.